And on Fridays, we always finish off, except last week, we missed our dose of Brent Lindekoe, the founder of The Good Things Guy. Great to have you back, Brent. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man, and happy Friday to all of your listeners.
So there's an amazing story on Good Things Guy about Kai, who's this little dog that's got... Tell us what happened. Tell us the story of Kai and how Kai has been saved.
Yeah, so this, I mean, it's a crazy story. So Kai was adopted by the Lamont family in 2020 as a rescue and joined their family and has lived happily with them in Boksburg. And a little while ago, I think it was over the weekend, perhaps Thursday, Friday last week, they had a home invasion. And it was absolutely traumatic, tragic. There were guns involved and there was a bit of a gunfight. And one of the intruders went into the daughter's room and Kai was lying on the bed and just went into action to keep this family safe and sort of fought the intruder off. A gunshot went off, hurting Kai in her jaw and her tongue. It was quite bad. And even though she was in so much pain, she managed to get the intruder out of the house and then still go and call for help. She was then rushed to a 24-hour vet. And they managed to save her life and sort of start putting her back together with all the operations and things that she needed. And that's a crazy story in itself. But then what happened was South Africa started crowdfunding to help the family raise the 60,000 rand needed for all these operations. And they reached the target. And on the day that they reached the target, Dotshaw, the pet insurance company in South Africa, offered to pick up all the bills for Kai the dog, and said, you know, the crowdfunding money is for her family. They've also had a traumatic time, and in their words, Kai can use that money however she wants to spend it.
That's amazing, Brent. Thank you so much for bringing us that story and finding some positivity in it for us. You've also had a great week because we see that Nightbirdie has retweeted your story about the Mzansi Youth Choir, which is just awesome for you. Well done for that.
You know, man, that America's Got Talent, they really put the global youth choir on the map. And yeah, we all got to know them, and the world got to know them, and it was quite crazy. But we've also got the Mzansi Youth Choir, who are absolutely phenomenal. It's these 50 kids that all come from disadvantaged backgrounds, and they really are talented. Mm. And what they decided to do is this year, if you've been following America's Got Talent, that Nightbirdie or Nightbird or whatever her name is, she managed to get the golden buzzer, which put her in the finals for her song called It's Okay. And she's fighting cancer at the moment. So unfortunately, she couldn't continue her journey on America's Got Talent. Mm. But Mzansi Youth Choir decided to do their own cover of it. A beautiful rendition.
It really is.
And again,
yeah.
And again, South Africa has been put on the map.
Awesome.
She tweeted it to over a million followers.
So, Brent, I'm going to let you go and listen to Adele's new song, Easy On Me, for the 1700th time today, because I reckon that's what you've been doing. And I think that we need to play it as well, because it's Adele and she has, like, royalty status. So thank you so much.
100%. Thank you. And I want to wish you and your listeners only good things.
Only good things, Brent Lindekoe. So we have to do it. Adele's new song, Easy On Me, finally here. We've waited 5 years. But this one, not quite a Friday song. Grab the tissues and a weighted blanket, because the theme of this album really is divorce. But it is Adele, so she gets to be played on the radio on a Friday.